everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, this week, I want you to do something that most salespeople are pretty horrible at, and that's become a better student. Now, we're horrible at this because we have these egos, and it's the same ego that protects us from rejection and, how about this emotional roller coaster we go through as salespeople? But it also it keeps us from becoming better salespeople. And if you want me to bottom line this, let's get away from the warm and fuzzies. Let me just bottom line this for you. It keeps us from earning more money. I don't know about you, but I'm always looking to earn more money, right? Two kids in college, man. Not a bad thing for Uncle Paul here. So here are five tips that I think are going to help you this week and certainly beyond. First of all, I want you to become more inquisitive, ask more questions. And what you really want to become better at as part of this first item is asking people to deconstruct things. When you see something that's helpful, just ask questions and have them deconstruct that process for you. The next thing, I want you to become an observer of the awesome. And another way of putting this is get better at modeling behaviors. If you see people getting the result that you want, then you need to observe and make notes to self on what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're saying it, sort of like how they package things. If you hear them maybe presenting in a certain way, or how about the questions that they're asking? And this excellence is all around you. You just need to open your eyes. In many cases, we have to lose the ego, become more of a humble student. The third thing that I want you to do, and this one gets like circled and little arrows over here, dude, schedule your learning time. I mean, if you're not scheduling time to learn and get smarter, you're leaving it to chance. I also believe that you're telling your brain that you're not serious about getting better as a sales professional. Also, just so you know, I mean, do you really think that like you're just going to wake up one day and say, today it's a perfect day for me to learn? It never plays out that way. It's just there's always something that's going to be there to keep you away from your great intentions. So like, I mean, even to the point right now of stopping this audio lesson and scheduling some time to learn, I think it would be very, very helpful for you. I also want you to understand that for every appointment that you run this week and always, there are actually three appointments that are in play. Let me explain. The first appointment that's in play is the appointment that you truly wanted to have. It's the one that you prepared for. Then there is reality. There is the appointment that actually took place. For whatever reason, whatever scenarios presented themselves, this is the one that you ended up by having. And then finally, and this is the one that I believe where the lesson comes in for you and for me, it's the one that you really wish that had taken place. Pay particular attention to that. Think about that one. Make notes to self. Take time in the car before you go to your next appointment. Take time on that flight home, if that's how you're getting back and forth, to just think about the appointment that you really wish that you had had. Make a note to self and get better next time. And the final thing is that I think one of the things that we have to get better at, and it goes back to the ego, stop saying I know that. Stop saying that things are sales 101. You may have went into this audio lesson today and give me an eye roll and go, yeah, of course I have to become a better student. But what are you doing specifically? Aside from kind of saying to yourself, well, I know that, or duh, or that's basic, or what, this guy didn't have any content for me this week. And I think many times we're so busy dismissing things as basic and sales 101 that we don't realize that that's a lot safer for us than admitting, geez, I never do this. Or maybe the last time I did this was when I started my sales career. And that's not a good place for us to be in. So there you have it, folks. Five ways for you to embrace that whole humble student thing. And speaking of which, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. And I'm hoping that you're going to be a humble student. And join us on March 24th for our cold calling webinar. And if you'd like to learn more, simply visit yourselvesplaybook.com/warmcalls. Take care, everyone. Have an awesome weekend.